This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has announced 13 additional cases of coronavirus today. And for the first time, state officials are saying several people have been hospitalized as a result of COVID-19. That's the illness caused by the virus. WBUR's Angus Chen is here with the latest. What do we know about these new cases, Angus, and whether they're tied to the Biogen conference in Boston the week before last, which had already led to 23 cases of the virus?
So 9 of the new cases are linked to the Biogen conference. That means they're either employees or people who went to that Biogen meeting, or they could be people who went to that Biogen meeting were in contact with later on. 4 of these new cases are from elsewhere, and at this point, 32 cases in total are connected to that Biogen employee meeting.
And what about the hospitalizations? The state is now saying that 4 patients are or were hospitalized. Are all of those people among the newest patients who were diagnosed?
We don't know that. At this point, the DPH is only saying there are 4 patients in the hospital. Before, the DPH said that all the patients were recovering at home. So it could be one of these hospitalizations is from someone whose condition got worse, or it could be someone who is a totally new case.
The state is providing a geographic breakdown of which counties have cases of coronavirus so far. What can you tell us about that?
The DPH is reporting that Middlesex County has the most cases at 15 patients. Many of those are from the Biogen conference. And then Suffolk and Norfolk counties each have 10 cases. There's 1 in Worcester County and 5 in Berkshire County. It's important to note that only 1 case so far has actually been confirmed by the CDC to be coronavirus, and that's a UMass Boston student who had traveled to Wuhan, China. The other 40 cases have only been tested by the state of Massachusetts.
So they're presumed cases.
Exactly.
Do we know yet if there's been any case of community spread, a case where it's not known how or where the person was exposed?
State public health leaders haven't confirmed that yet, but right now the state is investigating 5 cases that it hasn't connected to the Biogen conference or overseas travel.
And what are experts in infectious disease saying about the risk of coronavirus here and the efforts to contain it overall? I mean, we hear about companies telling their employees to work from home, recommendations to avoid big gatherings and public events. What is the state saying in terms of official guidelines?
Yeah, so when you talk about containing coronavirus, that's really to stop the virus from showing up in new places. And containment strategies are ones that we've seen the health department use so far, like isolating people who are sick, quarantining those who may have been or have been exposed to the virus, and contact tracing to find people who also might have been exposed. The point of that is to slow down this epidemic and give hospitals and healthcare workers time to prepare. Now, infectious disease experts are saying, no, we've done that. But now there might be too many cases to keep containment going, and they want to move to a strategy called mitigation. I spoke to Dr. Shira Doron about this strategy. She's an infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center.
You're trying to minimize the number of people who are sick all at once, because what you don't want to do is overwhelm the healthcare system. And so that's when you use something called social distancing. And so the idea of canceling events, that's for the purpose of making sure that you don't have large groups of people getting sick all at once, which would be too much of a strain on hospitals.
So this strategy of the state's called mitigation. This is actually social distancing, keeping your distance.
Yeah, that's right. Social distancing is a mitigation strategy. And the Department of Public Health hasn't actually given any guidance on this yet. They're still really busy with contact tracing and following up on all the cases. But Doron thinks that will change very soon, and health officials are going to start focusing on this mitigation strategy, she thinks, in the next few days. At the moment, health officials are saying coronavirus risk to the general public is still low.
WBUR's Common Health reporter Angus Chen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.